was a hot topic last week on the show, and the story came out. I don't know if you saw this or not. I can't remember if it was in Grand Forks, Ronnie, if it was here, but a couple went into one of the local liquor stores to purchase alcohol, pulled out their tribal ID, and they were told no. And the liquor store did nothing wrong because state law says you can't use your tribal ID to purchase alcohol in the state of North Dakota. Other states accept it. It's also considered a federal ID. And the law goes way, way back. Is that something that North Dakota needs to look at and change?
Yeah, if it's a valid ID telling you when your birth date is and it's not easily able to fake and deal with that. I mean, we don't want to be in a position where somebody, that's the ID they have, and that ID proves they're over 21 years old. That's all. I mean, that's what we're trying to stop in a liquor store or in a bar, right? If you're under 21, you can't drink. If you're over 21, you can drink. So, I mean, working to make sure that those IDs are, used. I didn't even know about this, but if it's a valid government issued ID that can't be faked very overly easily, then I'm not sure why we wouldn't take it as a way to deal with it.
Yeah, you might want to check that story out. Yeah, you know, it's some. I think the problem too is again, this law has been on the books for decades in North Dakota. Some tribes their IDs are barcoded, others aren't, but like TSA accepts
it. They used to way back, like the different places didn't have pictures on them. And you want to make sure, all you want with the ID is to make sure the ID says how old you are and that you are the person with the ID. We're not asking the 24-year-old person working behind a liquor store counter to, have to sort through all of that. But also at the same time, if it does what it's intended to do and it can't be faked, then it should be utilized.